The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Just when you thought the Morrison government couldn't stuff up their handling of women's issues any worse, ScoMo's mob decided to release a bizarre consent education video that proved they really haven't got a clue. The 7-minute Moving the Line video was designed to be watched by school kids and features a girl trying to force feed a milkshake into a boy's face. Take a listen.
Well, drink it. Drink it all.
What are you doing?
Drink it all.
This is what we call moving the line.
Other than a half-hearted attempt to reference Kalisa's milkshake song, which I'm not sure kids these days even know, the vid was bizarre, bordering on downright irresponsible. I'm an adult, and I'm not even sure what the milkshake thing was meant to represent, but I sure as shit know the idea of a woman forcing herself onto an unwilling man is so far removed from reality, it is dangerous to use as an education tool. If the point of this campaign is to teach kids about consent, then let's be real about the problem. We need to empower girls and young women so they feel able to say that no means no. And we need to teach young boys and young men that nothing should ever happen without consent. It comes as absolutely no surprise at all that rape prevention campaigners have slammed the government's consent video. It's the most embarrassing footage to come out of Canberra since a coalition staffer thought he'd take happy snaps of his solo sex act on an MP's desk. This whole thing would be hilarious if the underlying issue wasn't such a massive problem. Almost 2 million Australian adults have experienced at least one sexual assault since the age of 15. That's a problem that's not going to be fixed with confusing videos. Kids will literally laugh it out of the classroom. What we need is some honesty around this issue and to face some hard truths about who the perpetrators are when it comes to sexual violence. Because it sure ain't young women with milkshakes.